My name is Laura. I'm calling from Marlborough. I have a suggestion about dealing with North Korea. If there was a letter-writing campaign from all the school children of the world, or the school children of the United States at least, and if they drew pictures of, you know, hands holding hands and hands holding the hands of the kids in North Korea, or hands around the earth, or pictures of love or pictures of peace, and all the kids, or drawings or poems or any inspired writing, and took all this letter writing and drawings and sent it to North Korea, it might touch his heart and he might stop playing around with nuclear weapons.
My name is Lisa. I'm in Burlington, Vermont. I believe the reason why women voted for Trump, or these women were, or many of them were damaged, or in relationships with men themselves who are like Trump, and they don't see that as anything wrong. I have a friend who is in a relationship like this. The guy is a total loser. He's been milking the system, and she's been paying all his bills for years. Yet somehow she
sees something in him, and then she wants to believe in him, and I think she wants to believe in Trump as well.
My name is Richard Knoll. I'm from Skodek Landing. I am a four-year veteran of the Marine Corps, 4 years of active duty, almost 9 years in the reserve. I went to Beirut. I went to Kuwait. And yes, Donald Trump is an impolite, crude person. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, is a stone-cold criminal that thought nothing of putting national security in the way of what she wanted to do. And to compare the two of them is horrible.
Howard Miller from New Paltz. I want to make a comment about Saratoga Raceway there. Everybody's making a big deal about the town losing money over the racetrack, but what about the horses themselves that are kind of like the slaves of this planet? Why don't they just leave them alone, you know? Let's talk about reality, about the torture of these horses and doing what they really don't want to do.